just one of those days and I'm so carried away. What is it about love that it so lingers on? As I take a deep breath, let me bring on my Friday with this week's movie time. Welcome, my dear friends. This is G Cafe Podcast and I am Gitanjali Kaul. A brilliant weekend and we have 6 movies releasing this week. The first release this week is Turbo. This yellow, cute garden snail called Turbo, who wants to race, and that is all he dreams about. Crazy about racing, he only wishes that he was fast.
Let's go, people! Pick it up!
Put all that racing nonsense behind you and start living your life.
I have a life.
And one day, he's accidentally thrown into the turbo machine and voila, he is electrified and then he's unstoppable. He races with the cars and you can't take your eyes away from the adventure.
I can still see you.
With my brains and your speed, we should be destined for greatness.
The Indy 500.
This is ridiculous.
A snail cannot race in a competition meant for cars.
Wow.
The next release is Red 2. A sequel to Red, released in 2010, Red 2 is a masterpiece with this amazing cast of Anthony Hopkins, Bruce Willis, John Malkovich, Helen Mirren, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Mary Louise Parker and Bong Joon Lee. Altogether, bringing for you Red 2, directed by Dean Parizot.
Show me something.
They are all retired ex-CIA who haven't killed in months. They are brought together to locate a missing nuclear bomb invented by the scientist Dr. Edward Bailey, who has been in criminal asylum for the last 32 years. The secret agents take it from there.
Look, I'm retired, okay? I'm happy. We are happy.
You haven't killed anybody in months.
A brilliant cast, and I just hope so that they deliver. All the casts are, and the characters in the movie are so very much into themselves, into who they are, and they are so eccentric. The movie is a riot, which takes us to 45 different countries around the world.
Yeah. MI6 has just given me a contract to kill you.
Apparently you're number one on Interpol's most wanted.
What did you say?
It's important to enjoy life while you still can.
The next release is Ship of Thesis. The thesis paradox is that raises the question of whether an object which has had all its components replaced remains fundamentally the same object. First-time director Anand Gandhi brings this paradox into daily life called Ship of Thesis, presented by Kiran Rao.
It was one of the best films I've seen in my life. Such a great scope and such a deep impact. That I was just completely blown away. So of course I.
The cast includes Aida Alkashif, Neeraj Kavi, and Soham Shah in the main leads. A simple thought that connects the movie is that where we end and where the environment begins.
As the planks of Theseus's ship needed repair, it was replaced part by part, up to a point where not a single part from the original ship remained in it. Anymore. Is it then still the same ship? If all the discarded parts were used to build another ship, which of the two, if either, is the real Ship of Theseus?
The next release in line is White House Down. Directed by Roland Emmerich, White House Down is an action film with Channing Tatum, Jamie Foxx and Richard Jenkins.
Alpha 1, do you have the target? Roger that. We're holding the president in the library.
That's the library.
The next release is Ramaya Vastavaya. An NRI comes to India from Australia and falls in love with a simple village girl who is the apple of her brother's eyes. So the boy is put to test by the brother to prove his love for her.
Pehle se zyada tum marne laga
shot in Australia, Mumbai, and a small town called Bhor, The Maya Vastavaya is a love story directed by Prabhu Deva and produced by Kumar Taurani. The cast includes Girish Taurani, the son of Kumar Taurani, who debuts in this movie, along with Shruti Hassan, Vinod Khanna, Poonam Dhillon, Randhir Kapoor, Sonu Sood, and Satish Shah.
मैं मेरा दिल और तुम हो यहाँ फिर क्यों हो पल के झुकाए वहाँ तुम साहसी पहले देखा नहीं तुम इससे पहले थे जाने कहाँ जीने लगा हूँ पहले से ज्यादा पहले से ज्यादा तुम पे मर
The last release this week is D-Day, a high-level action crime thriller film which is directed by Nikhil Advani. D-Day is the first in this kind of genre. The story is about the extradition of a gangster hiding in Pakistan by raw agents.
20 साल से India's most wanted terrorist. कराची को अपना ससुराल बना के बार बार हम पे वार किए जा रहा था बस अब और नहीं वक्त आ गया था उस मिशन का जिसके लिए वली खान ने कराची में 9 साल गुजार दिए थे
मेरा यकीन कीजिए सर टारगेट को बिल्कुल शक नहीं है ये हमारे पास आखिरी मौका है इसके बाद हमको मौका नहीं मिलेगा मेरा ख्वाब है कि उसको जिंदा इस मुल्क से खींच के लेके जाऊं और हिंदुस्तान
D-Day engulfs a love story in the heart of espionage and is haunted and anguished by unfulfilled dreams and the love for the country The cinematographer Tushar Kanti Ray and the editors Arif Sheikh and Unni Krishnan have done a commendable job in D-Day. The soundtracks are soulfully deep and linger on for quite some time.
Na adhuri ye kahani Na adhura ye fasana Mar ke bhi
Cast includes Rishi Kapoor at his best as a villain, along with Arjun Rampal, Shruti Hassan, Huma Qureshi, Irfan Khan, Shiswara, Nasir, and Chandan Roy Sanyal.
Duniya mujhe terrorist samajhti hai.
So this was a roundup this week. Thank you for tuning in and take care. This is G Cafe Podcast and I am Gitanjali Kaul. I'll leave you with some lines from a song from the movie D-Day. Ek ghadi to teher ke jaan abhi baaki hai. Carry it in your heart.
एक घड़ी और ठहर के जा बाकी है एक घड़ी और ठहर के जा बाकी है तेरे लब पे मेरे होने का निशा बाकी है एक घड़ी